Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. I'm your host, Daniel. Welcome, 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 welcome. How are you guys doing today? Hope you're doing well. Now, in today's episode, as you can read from the title, I will be speaking or discussing about the light at the end of the tunnel. This episode is... My purpose of this episode is actually to bring hope and love. And I feel like sometimes when we are in a tough times in our lives, you know, we sometimes lose hope. And I want to tell you guys that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. And I think it's very important for us to believe that, you know, to have hope. And I will tell you guys my experiences in this episode. Moreover, you know, I want to speak more about the importance of hope and faith. And also, I want to tell you guys that you are enough and to believe in yourself, you know. And also, I also want to talk about the ups and downs of life. And also, I want to give you guys some tips on how to take care of yourself when you're feeling down, you know, when you're feeling sad or you're under the gloom and everything like that. So I want to give you guys some tips at the end of this episode. But thank you so much for listening. I have kind of a few of listeners in my previous episode. You know, if I can help one person's life, it will be worth it. And also, basically, a little bit about me. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. My name is Daniel, as I said, and I made episodes relating about like topics about growing up. You know, you can scroll down and search like, you know, my previous episodes. But in each episode, I emphasize a lot about self-compassion, self-kindness, and stuff like that. You know, and I do, because I do realize life is not easy peasy for everyone. We all go through tough seasons in our life, but I think what helps us to go through that rough patch in our life is self-compassion, is being kind to ourselves. And I think I believe that will leave us more a fulfilling life at the end of the day. You know, if you're kind to ourselves, you know, we can try, and we can also be kind to others, you know. We can self-compassion towards ourselves, self-compassionate towards others. I think it's really beautiful in the long run. I think we can heal the world by being kind to ourselves and others. Kindness is important. Now, yeah, let's get started to the first section of this episode. So the reason why I want to make this episode at the first hand is because right now, I'm feeling good about myself. I'm feeling good about my life. I'm happy, I'm optimistic, and I'm confident, and I'm really happy. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, or a month ago, or 2 months ago, you know, there are moments in life, in my life, where I feel the opposite. I feel sad, I feel depressed, I feel anxious, you know, I felt hopeless at times. And also, I just felt life is meaningless, you know. But I kind of like today, I kind of reflected of how things changes, you know, how things changes. Sometimes, you know, I don't even expect this to change, but, you know, my mood is well and my well-being is well as well. I think it's like, it's funny how life then takes you to one episode where you feel sunny and happy, and in another episode, gloomy and sad, you know, and sometimes there is no foreseeable triggers to it. But I feel like sometimes as well, like we as human, we just have to accept that life is ups and down. You know, the more that we resist it, the more that we're actually fighting, make ourselves more suffering. But, you know, as I said, like, I want to give you guys some hope. And also, I want to share, like, I want my future self as well. Like, if I'm listening back to this, like, if my future self is in a tough situation, tough spots, you know, having a hard time, I want my future self to listen to this and think like, oh, there is the light at the end of the tunnel. There is a moment in life where I feel happy, you know. And I feel like there are moments in life where we are truly happy deep down, and also truly fulfilled. Not happy, because happy can be fleeting emotions, but truly fulfilled, content in ourselves, and truly feel like life has meaning, you know. Because 1 month ago, I was stressing about a lot of different stuff. I was stressing about my placement. I was stressing about work. Now I was stressing a lot about different stuff. And I was filled with this clouded space. You know, I didn't believe in myself. You know, I doubted myself. It's kind of really challenging. I feel like as well, you know, why I want to make this episode is because at the end of the day, I don't think the circumstances are changing. I think it's how you trick yourself. You know, the circumstances around you can be really horrible, but what matters is that, and what matters and what you have control over is what you, how you talk to yourself, you know, and how, and getting some help. And I will talk to at the end of this episode on how to deal with negative emotions and also negative situations in life. But yeah, that's like my main reason of making this episode. It's just like for me to realize a shift difference in my mood for a month or so. And, you know, and I thank God because I believe in God. And I thank God there is a shift. But also I realize as well, like these tough moments is really important because it teaches you lesson. And also, you know, I also want to make this episode because I realized growing up is not linear. There are moments in life where you're bouncing back a little bit, and there's moments in life where you step taking three steps forward. You know, one step back, three steps forward. It's like that dynamic. And you know, I also realized as well, like when I was in pain and suffering, I felt really alone. I felt really lonely. I felt isolated. I just did not believe in myself. I didn't see myself as enough. I was so tired. I was exhausted. I didn't find meaning. As I said, like I felt all of like negative thoughts or unhelpful thoughts ruminate around me 24/7. You know, I have a hard time sleeping. I have a hard time connecting with others. You know, I even like have social anxiety. I have a hard time going outside. I think very low of myself. All of that, like I've, you know, that negative gloomy space that I was in, now I kind of feel completely opposite. You know, even though sometimes I do have thoughts where I'm thoughts that are hurting towards myself, I realize I can let the thoughts go. And also I feel like energized and I feel excited about the future. That's also another thing. I feel like when I was in a really tough spot in my life, like a month or 2 months ago, I kind of felt like really hopeless because I don't see a way out of it. But I think the thing is that I also, like, you never know what's the future going to hold, and it's not your job to predict the future. You know, I can swear to myself that, you know, 2 months ago, I felt like the present moment 2 months ago, sorry, if that makes sense. So 2 months ago from now, I felt like that moment, I'm going to feel like that forever until the rest of my life. And then I'm not going to feel anything different because in my head, I thought to myself that, you know, what's going to change, you know, because I don't see anything's going to change. I don't see anything's going to be different. I didn't have hope that things will get better then. You know, I felt really in the pit, you know. But as life will take it, as God will take it, for me, I realized as well that, like, you know, looking back at these 2 months, I realized as well that, you know, things change. You know, my relationship's getting better. I feel better. I feel more comfortable in my own body and my own skin. My placement is getting better. I feel like overall, and I feel less anxious, less stressed. I'm not sure what caused it per se, but I feel like, you know, you don't have to do a lot to cause. You can, of course, you can learn. You can, you know, do journaling and you can do self-care activities. But with time, like sometimes with times, things get better. Things heal with times, you know. That's what I'm trying to say. But yeah, I just want to emphasis that, like, with time things change. But I want to talk up more about the importance of faith and hope. Now the importance of faith and hope. Now for me, I'm a Christian. I love being a Christian because I feel like for me, God is always by my side, and everything, like, it eases my anxiety a lot because sometimes, you know, you're like, life is so uncertain. There's so many uncertainties. You're never going to know, like, when you're going to die, and you're never going to be able to predict. You know, you never know 100% of your future, even though you plan it as much as you can. Like, you never know 100% of your future. So I feel like with God, like my relationship with God and Jesus as Christianity, I feel like I'm very secure, and I feel like supported, and I feel loved, comforted, you know, every day. You know, I pray, and it's beautiful, you know. It's, of course, I'm having bad days, you know, but I have faith in myself and I have faith in God that He will, you know, He will use the stuff that I'm going through for my benefit. And also I have faith in God that things will get better, and what is happening to me right now is because he lost me, you know. And also I have hope also for the future because I believe in God, because I believe that God only wants the best for us. So I believe that my future is bright. So it's, for me, like, I find like that hope and faith in a lot in Christianity. Trust me, like, there has been like ups and downs in this journey of finding hope and faith. Even like with Christianity, sometimes I'm hopeless, and this when the clouds, when my minds are running fast, sometimes I cannot focus and I cannot focus my attention to God. And also I feel like, you know, as I said before, like when you're really in a dark clouded space, it's hard for you to find hope because you're so distracted by everything. And then that's it, like I've been there before. It's like you feel like your life is a mess, and you feel like, you know, you feel like nothing is worth living. You don't like, you kind of, I think that's what it is. I think I felt like in a season of depression and unhappiness, you know. But, you know, I think it's important for us to have hope and to keep going. And I hope by sharing my stories today, I hope you can give you guys some strength to keep going, you know. And just to, you know, to give it time. Things will get better with time. And also try to have some faith, you know, try some faith, religion, God, Christianity. But yeah, try to have faith in yourself as well. Like you know, you've overcome past hard stuff, you know, you will overcome this past stuff, you know, as well. And believe in your ability to succeed, believe in yourself, you know, that's very important. You know, I think it's important for us to realize that we are good enough and we should believe in ourselves. Just because, like, when things are rough, you know, one of the reasons why things are rough is because our surrounding or relationship or people around us doesn't support us as we would like it to be. I would like them to be, you know, or we felt alone, we felt isolated. That's why. I think that's how I felt when 2 months ago when I was things really rough. I just didn't feel like I was supported by other people. And I had really low self-esteem. And then I realized to myself that, I think it's important for me, you know, me, myself, to think that I am enough and to comfort myself and to give myself some affirmation and words of encouragement that I want other people to give to me. You know, that's like the point that I'm stressing right now, and I'm still working on it as well. You know, believing in being kind to yourself, it's so good for your mental health and well-being. And it's not normal, I guess, like in society today, we look for validation and approval, which is normal for us to look for validation and approval. But also, I think it's like, it's a muscle that we need to strengthen of like giving ourselves that validation and affirmations, you know, because at the end of the day, I believe like you're going to be alone. Like you spend most time alone with yourself, you know, you're not going, people will spend most time with themselves alone as well. We're born alone. We're going to die alone. You know, that's a reality of it all. And you know, as I'm growing older, I realized as well that you know, I need to be kind towards myself in order for me to feel okay to live. You know, when I was really down in my down moments, I think there are a lot of like triggering factors such as like my jobs and everything like that and surrounding that as well. But I think what's helpful for me just to get through tough moments is being like self-compassion, you know, realizing that you're in pain and realizing that you're not alone and saying kind stuff to yourself, you know, being mindful on how you felt, because feelings are accepted, are valid, and they're just like bodily sensation. And I do recommend doing an exercise journal by Dr. Kristen Neff. If you just search up on Google self-compassion journal, and you can do the exercise 6. But yeah, you know, I also remember like when I was in rough times, you know, I felt like I was being bullied by a person. And I just didn't feel like I had any friends. I was really alone. I was lonely. I didn't feel connected with my family. I didn't talk a lot with my family. I wasn't being honest with my family. I just felt really like shitty about like everything. Everyone in my life doesn't seem, I'm not being seen. I felt like I wasn't being seen. I felt like I wasn't mattered. And all of the thoughts that I had, you know, when I was in my lowest moments 2 months ago. And gradually I'm improving, but 2 months ago, that was when I hit rock bottom. You know, I didn't like the way that I look. I criticized myself and judged myself the way that I look every single time. I was so busy in my own head that I forget to be present and I forget to enjoy the small things. I was anxious. I was worrying a lot about the future and my career. But yeah, I guess like, you know, if things happen, that stuff like that happen, I shouldn't be hard on myself, you know. You know, if you're, even if you are judging yourself and you realize you judge yourself, then be compassionate with that, because I know, you know, the part of you, the part of me that judge myself is probably loving myself and wants to do the best for me, but it's just not very efficient at the time, you know, to get what I want. Because sometimes I feel like the judging part of me actually helps, you know, have the intention to help me to get what I want and to feel happy, to feel comfort, to feel safe, whatever it is. But I feel like it's very ineffective and unhealthy behavior. It's actually putting me further away, you know, from what I want. You know, when we judge ourselves a lot, like, even though we think that it's a good thing, but it's really not, actually hinder us from success and hinder us from getting what we want. Truly and honestly, like, anything, yeah. And also, I realized as well, like, that judging part of myself, that criticizing part of myself, I think it's also one to protect myself, because I feared, if in my head, I thought to myself at the time, I thought, if I said this to myself before every time, like, before every, sorry, if I said this to myself, like, cruel stuff to myself every time, before I, you know, I will feel less hurtful when, if other people will say the same thing, you know, will say mean stuff towards me. And I realized over time that it's not true. You know, every time you say mean stuff to yourself, you're stabbing yourself in the back, you know, you're pinching yourself, you're hurting yourself every single time you say that. And also, you know, if people say mean stuff towards you, you don't have to take it personally. You just, you know, you brush it off, because if people say mean stuff about you, they themselves are hurting themselves. Because, you know, if you're a good, kind human being, you wouldn't say mean stuff towards other, because you know how impacted, you're aware that if you say mean stuff towards other, you know, you impact it. You know, you make other people feel bad. Yeah, but also, like, you need to believe in yourself. Like, in terms of, like, I remember when I had a rough time, like, people are treating me badly, and I thought to myself, I had that one moment of when I thought, like, oh, maybe I deserve to be treated badly. But I guess I realized as well, I think with, you know, this one person treated me really badly, and then I realized as well, like, when people treat me kindly, I realized my worth. I think sometimes we lie to ourselves and we tell ourselves, like, we deserve to be treated badly. But however, I think it's very important for us to realize that we are worthy, we are good, we are enough, and we need to be treated, and we want to be treated, and we deserve to be treated with kindness and respect. You know, as we should treat others with kindness and respect. You know, when we treat others with kindness and respect, you know, we want the same in return. And as well, I want to emphasize on the point of where, like, when I had the tough times, like, when people that, like, when you're acting really kindly towards other people and they still treat you badly and they take advantage of your kindness, don't take it personally, because I took it personally before, because I said to myself, like, what is wrong with me? But I realized as well, like, you know, it's on them. And don't let that stop you from being kind, because people who hurt you, they are hurt themselves, and they need healing and they need love. And the more that you spread kindness, you know, for me, like, if I spread kindness towards others, I'm also spreading kindness towards myself, because I value kindness. So it works both ways. And also, because I believe in Christianity and God tells us to be kind, to be kind to one another. But also, yeah, be kind to yourself as well, because, you know, whatever you're going through, please be self-compassionate and please believe in yourself. Okay, so I also want to talk about the nature of life. You know, life is filled with ups and downs. I've honestly experienced ups and downs all throughout my life, and we all have, everyone have. It's only human for us to feel, you know, to have ups and downs in life, you know, the moments where we feel happy, moments we feel sad. You know, it is what it is. It's not our fault that we feel sad. It is what it is. You know, I think I realized as we were older, it's like, it's better for me just to accept it than rather than resist it. Because if I resist it, I'm creating more suffering. But, you know, with life ups and downs, if you're currently facing your tough times, you know, think back of the last times that you faced this kind of tough situations in your life. You know, you overcame that, right? You know, and I believe that we are strong enough to overcome the downs in life and to enjoy the ups in life, you know. And I feel like we can also learn from our downs in life. We can learn lessons. But also, like, you know, it's very important for us to try to trust ourselves and realize there is, you know, we can survive the down in life. You know, we can survive the down in life. You know, this too shall pass. And we need, and it comes back with hope that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. You know, and I guess, like, sometimes I personally forget, you know, I sometimes want to push away my emotions when I feel really bad about myself. I want to suppress it, but it's important for us to acknowledge it and be self-compassionate with our emotions, because our emotions are really sensations. And you know, when we feel sad, it's very unpleasant for us, you know, and that's when self-compassionate kicks in, and it's very important, because we need to give ourselves a hug, give ourselves words of kindness and words of encouragement and words of reassurance. You know, when we kind of, sometimes it's hard for us to find other people to do that. It's hard for us because sometimes other people can't even love themselves. You know, I think we have to love ourselves to love other people first. Sorry, to love others as well. Yeah, I like one of the quote that I had on my bedroom wall. It's like, it says that trust yourself, you survive a lot and you'll survive what is coming. You know, it's true, because I have survived a lot. I have survived the down, the rock bottom in life time and time again, actually. You know, I remember last year it's the same time as actually July or so, I think, after semester one, during semester one break last year, I had a tough time as well. And this year I also had a tough time during semester one break and all through semester one. You know, I think the rock bottom was after I finished my uni. But I think, like, it was really, like, really tough for me in the first semester this year. But I guess, like, I've survived it. I finished my first semester of second year. And yeah, you know, and even if I'm going to experience rock bottom again in the future, which I will probably, I'll be fine, you know. I'll be fine, and I've got tools, and I'll survive it later on as well, you know. And I think you can do too as well. Like, whatever you're going through, I think, you know, just remind yourself, like, what you have, like, the sufferings and the pain you have suffered in the past, and how you overcame it, and how you, you know, you're strong enough to cope with it, how you're strong enough to wake up every day despite the pain that you felt, you know, and the overwhelming negative emotions that you felt during that tough moments. And how, and you just remind yourself that things, you know, after, like, sorry, just remind yourself that after that tough eras in your life, or tough seasons in your life, you know, there is a good season, there is a sunny season, you know. And it's true, it's reality. It's like, you know, it's, our life is like weather. Sometimes it's spring, summer, winter. You know, there about to be sadness, there about to be happiness. You know, not one life is full of happiness all the time. Not one life is full of sadness all the time. It's a mix of both, you know, and mix of a lot of different emotions. End this episode, but I want to close this episode with, you know, it's important, with some self-help tips or self-love tips. You know, I remember when I'm facing my hardest moments in life, I realized, you know, journaling is important. I think it's important for us to keep good habits. You know, for me, when I dealt with the tough times, I journal. I have a normal journal, gratitude journal, and things that I'm good at journal. It's very important for me to journal. It's very important for us, you know, when there are voices in our head, and when we hear voices in from other people that tell us that we're not good enough, we're pretty enough, whatever it is. It's important for us to remind ourselves of the truth, which is we are good enough, and to focus on our strength instead of our weakness. It's the strength-based approach. I know it's very uncomfortable at first with anything, like even when you're going to the gym, very uncomfortable at first, but it's worth it. And also, I guess, like, during my tough time, I also do a self-compassion journal. But also, like, you know, being kind to yourself also means, one way to be kind to yourself is to believe in yourself and to have hope for the future and to have faith. To have hope is an act of self-kindness and it's an act of self-compassion, because you give yourself that chance to breathe. You give yourself that excitement in life, you know. I get it, like at the present moment when you are going through tough times, it might be seem so challenging, so hard, but just trust me, you know, just it will pass. And please, 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 you know, one of the way that I take care of myself is to call Kids Helpline counselors, or to talk other people. If you trust other people, you know, you can talk to them. Don't be afraid to talk to other people and to seek help. There's no, I think your mental health is very important, and we all talk to people regarding our problems. You know, we all seek help when we need. So I know in our society, mental health, it's still, although it's improving the awareness of it, but it's still like, it's still not where we want it to be. So please don't be afraid, especially men, you know, or men or women or anyone, to seek help. You know, call Kids Helpline counselors, call like, seek, go to psychologist, go to therapist. I know it's not expensive, but you know, there are a free kids, a free helpline. You know, if you're between the age of 13 or 25, I think you can call Kids Helpline 24 hours of the day. There's Beyond Blue. More, I think you just search up like counseling session free online, you know, on Google. And you know, that's in Australia, because I live in Australia. I'm not sure about other countries, but please, please, please talk to other people. Talk, even if you talk to your friends about this issue that you trust, that you think that will hear you and be kind to you, you know, when you tell them this, you know, you can talk to them. A problem share is a problem half. Or if you don't have anyone, you can write it on your journal, you know, because yeah, it's important for us to validate, you know, what we're going through, and it's important for us to release some of that, you know, thoughts in our head to paper, to people. I find it very cathartic to talk to people and to write it, to write on my journal. So yeah, I think, you know, and there are, like, whatever you find helpful previously, I think, like, you know, just look back at your life and think, ask yourself, like, you know, when I, last time when I had different, you know, tough times, what did I find helpful? Like for me, I find, you know, journaling, as I said, and also I find listening to music, I find resting, sleeping, taking a nap, and also I find taking a bath, taking a shower, taking a hot shower, walking to nature, which I had made an episode, you know, about nature. And, you know, if you are like me and you like nature, I recommend it. It's very therapeutic. You can listen to my nature episode, which is further down, because I made it like 10 months ago or so. But yeah, you know, remember just to be kind to yourself, like eat enough food, get some sleep, you know, drink water, eat healthy food. What else? Yeah, just give yourself some love, give yourself some hug when you're crying, when you feel alone. You know, you got your own bag. I got my own bag. So let's be there for ourselves, you know. And you are good enough despite what media says, despite what magazine says, despite your voices in your head. You know, you are good enough. And there's no point of comparing ourselves to others. I think another act of self-kindness is that, you know, you don't want to compare your inside with other people outside, because we all are suffering one way or another. And we all want to be each other so badly, because we think sometimes that we are the grass is green on the other side, but even though the reality and the fact of the matter is, it's not. You know, we all want to be someone else's, but please, you know, don't compare yourself. It's just really, really not helpful for you and for anyone in that matter. But yeah, I just want to end this episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. Please take care of yourself. I want to say that again. And thank you so much for being strong. You know, even if you're waking up today and you get up, that's a good thing. That's the first strength that you have. You know, you, if despite tough times, you still determined to get up and face the day. And run up applause to you. But thank you so much. You know, if you like this episode, please share it with your friend. And please take care of yourself. And please be kind to yourself. You know, whatever you're going through right now, please be kind to yourself. And bye. See you later.